Yo, what's up, everybody? Ross Quintana with Social Magnets, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about customer service, customer experience, and some things that you just shouldn't keep doing, you can't keep doing as a business. Here we go. Okay, so let's dig in. So the fact is that I talk a lot about customer experience. I teach executives how to set the high bar and business owners how to set the high bar of what customer service and customer experience should be. The problem is we're all consumers, right? We're customers of somewhere. Every day we are. And so once you start thinking about what they could be and what they should be, and you go out, you end up being totally disappointed on what you get on the average trip to going and buying anything from anywhere. So I went out and I ran some errands and I stopped by three stores. And the first store that I stopped by was a clothing store. And so I'm going into the dressing room and I take some clothes there. And this is an important lesson that you're going to get out of this is that there was dust and dirt on the floor. So like the bottom of the pants that I was trying on, you know, as they touch the floor, got all, they're black, so they show all the dust and dirt, and then they kind of got filthy and I have to always wipe them off. Well, I remember this time that I had to do that last time. And I realized that I'm like, okay, this is really dirty. Why doesn't somebody clean this? And this is what your customers go through. Your customers aren't just, right? We think we're nailing it with today's customer experience. Maybe we got a great staff on or whatnot, but your sins will be remembered as a business, right? They're accumulating. So I came in before and noticed that there was kind of, the floors were dusty. And so that if I took something and I dropped it on the floor or something, I picked it back up, they were filthy. And so I'm like, okay. And now this only pounded that harder. So you have to understand that your customer's experience isn't just what you craft. It isn't just what's in the moment. You talk about net promoter scores and all this and that, right? But the fact is what happened today isn't just about today. It's also about what happened last time I came in when that employee that wasn't attentive was there. Like, I'm adding them together. You know, if there was something I didn't like last time and it happens again, then it really nails it. Now, if you try and make it right, you think you're just making it right because it's just this one time, but you don't understand that your customers had this happen to them 4, 5, 6 times before. By the time they're fed up and calling customer service or talking to the manager, and you think, oh, well, I'm just going to solve this. I'm sorry that happened today. You're thinking, ah, why is the person so uptight? It just happened this one day, but it didn't. They might have been a customer for 10 years before you ever came in to manage the store. Okay, so you got to think big picture and you got to think on your customer side if you really want to understand the customer experience. So that's tip number one. Now, when I went in and I was going to try on some shoes. The shoes, you know, they said, oh, you can't take those back. You got to leave them up here. You just take the clothes back. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, why don't you guys let me take the shoes back? I want to try the shoes on with the outfit. I want to see how it all looks, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, well, you know, it's a security thing, you know, to keep people from shoplifting or something like this. And I'm thinking, I don't care, right? I don't care what 2% of your customers do. Why don't you cater your policies to the 98% instead of trying to force everybody to have to deal with what 2% of your bad customers do, which aren't even customers, they're trying to steal from you. So you have to get out of that mindset because from a business standpoint, it says, oh, there was a problem. People were stealing. So now we just don't let shoes back in there. But now for your customers who are going through your regular experience, we're going, well, I can't try on my shoes with the outfit. You know, I'm not going to sit there and try them on in the aisle of the store. That's very inconvenient. So you have to make policies that make sense for your customers. And where you have to do things, you better make sure they don't stop the good experience that your customers are already having. So if you've got a problem with stealing, that's a security problem. Maybe you need to have more cameras. Maybe you need to, you know, do other things. But don't treat me like a thief, you know, and 98% of your customers like thieves because you have 2% thieves coming to your business, right? And the airlines ran into the same problem with this. You know, you're going to do full body searches. You're going to do all of this. How's that when you're considering customer experience, there's got to be other ways that you can approach that. And you know what? I'm going to take one quick little note here, which is don't think that, oh, well, we have to do that. If you say, oh, well, you only had one good idea to solve that problem, then you think you have to do that? That's garbage. I could think of 10 or 20 ways you could solve that problem. And as a business, you need to do that too. Don't stop until you have a solution that doesn't bother all your customers and doesn't hurt your business as well as help your business. Okay? So back to our experience. The other thing about the shoes is they had a little thing that put them together, a little band, you know, like a zip tie. That's, again, horrible. Because that means even if you were telling me to try the shoes on out there, I can't actually even try both shoes on. I could try one shoe on and the other shoe's getting in the way. So I can't even see how it looks overall because now I got three shoes under my feet, you know? So this is just an example of how these things one after another go. So I asked the lady who was there, you know, checking you in. And, you know, I asked her about this and I said, okay. And I told her about, well, you know, then you really can't try the shoes on and they should do this. And instead of it all acknowledging that, instead of using that as data and feedback coming directly from a customer and saying at the bare minimum, you know, that's a great suggestion. You know, I'm going to bring it up to my manager, right? Maybe the manager says, hey, we're still going to keep doing it, whatever. The fact is I would have walked away going, hey, they're on the ball here. They're paying attention. I brought something to their thing, and now I know that they want me to have a good experience because they're listening. I don't even care as much whether it actually – nobody expects the minute that they make a complaint that the whole store shuts down and rebuilds it according to, you know, the way you want the store. Nobody expects that. But customers do expect that you're listening. And if instead your response is, oh, well, that's, you know, this is why or that's just our policy, and then you act like you don't care – and you're not even going to bring it up to your manager to say, hey, somebody complained about this, when in reality, I'm a customer, right? I'm the one with the dollar bill right there that may want to buy these shoes. As it turned out, I didn't buy those shoes. Maybe if I would have got to try them on and got to see how they worked with my outfit, maybe they would have made a sale. See, the person with the money gets to make the decisions. And the problem right now in business is that the owners have the money, so they think, but really, the customers have their revenue. Right? They're just a manager of that. And if they want the goose to keep laying the golden eggs, then they better take good care of the goose. And businesses simply aren't doing that. So here's, I'm going to bang out the third lesson. So then I get up to the counter. Now, I get up to the counter and I tell them, right? I bring it up to the, now I'm irritated because the store is dirty. I couldn't try on the shoes. Tried on the pants. They got all dirty, even though I bought them. And I just felt like it was grimy, like I didn't want to be there. And I'm like, hey, I'm sitting here trying to spend money and actually am spending money at your store. And I'm telling you that it's dirty. And I tell that guy and I said, hey, you should tell your manager. And instead of saying, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to talk to him, I actually told him, hey, you know, you should talk to your manager and let him know that the store is very dirty. And he goes, oh, we have a janitorial service. And I'm like, well, they're not doing their job. And he was just like, and then continues ringing me up. So here I've spoken to two employees and brought up my concerns, and neither one of them even recognized it as, you know, hey, thanks for bringing that up. Hey, I'm going to talk to my manager about that. And it's just the apathy that was there at the store. And you know what? I can tell you right now, that when the employees don't care, the leadership doesn't care. I bet if I would have talked to that manager, they're probably sitting in the back room eating a donut, you know, getting on their cell phone. I could tell they don't care because they hire employees who don't care. And the whole environment and the atmosphere was, so what? You know, this is just how it is. You know, and that mentality of almost like entitlement. People talk about entitlements, you know, it's actually – businesses have a mentality of entitlement, that they're entitled to be in business and they're entitled to stay in business. And they think, just like Blockbuster, I'm sure did, hey, we're the leader. You know, we don't have to pay attention to these little startups and stuff like that. We're the big boss. Look at all the stores we have. We have thousands of stores. Yeah, you're going to be shutting thousands of stores. Because the fact is the customer doesn't owe you anything. There's nothing that says because you've been in business for 10 years that you're going to be there on year 11. If you don't pay attention, eventually, and I've said it before, in this business world, the business environment is getting harder and harder. Data is coming in, disruption's coming in, technology's coming in. If you don't pay attention, things that you used to be able to get away with are not going to work. Employees that you hired that were horrible for your brand are eventually going to be really harming your brand you're going to see it on the bottom line. And then somebody else, when you go to another store and your competitor says, hey, we're going to hire great employees and our customers, your customers are going to come over to us and buy from us instead. We got a clean store, right? Because there's too many choices. And so you're going to get rubbed out, you know, straight up gangster term there. You're going to get rubbed out if you don't start figuring out this business. The last piece, I'll use an example of that, Trader Joe's. Love Trader Joe's. Love me some Trader Joe's. Okay, the one that they have over by us is amazing. The people are amazing. I know each one of the employees because they're so good. They add value to it. Every one of them is engaging. Every one of them is their own personality. They're not just a cashier or a stock person or someone doing the samples. They know the kids. The kids know them. It's a great experience that they've got going. Well, they got a new manager up there. And I noticed that I went in there and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad to come to Trader Joe's after that last experience of a store that doesn't care, that has horrible employees and no leadership. I can't wait to come have a good customer experience, one of the greatest customer experience stores that I regularly go to. When I come in and I start talking, going back to the sample person, I'm getting a little sample of coffee, talking to them, you know, and they're not very responsive and, you know, and it's not because they're busy or anything. The gal just isn't, you know, very engaging, which if you're going to have someone on samples, they should be your most engaging person there, not just somebody who's back there because it's their turn. And you know, I walked over, then we walked by a little bourbon selection, and I thought, oh, I saw a couple of employees standing there. They were talking to each other, and I was going to ask them, hey, when are you guys going to sample the bourbon? That's when I'm going to be interested. But I didn't end up interrupting them because they were having this conversation and totally ignoring. They were unaware of the customers walking by. They weren't doing their job as far as stocking goes. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, just move on. Let's go check out their new items, see if there's anything interesting over there. Walked past a couple of other employees, and they were also talking to each other. One of them that was kind of a regular that I recognized. And, you know, we're walking by. We're kind of looking at the same section they are. They don't stop to say how everything's going or, you know, ask any questions like they normally do. And, you know, so it feels like I'm inconveniencing their conversation. And so then we get to the checkout. Normally the cashiers, you know, you have a good conversation. They're outgoing. Hey, how you doing? All this and that. And it was just a little bit less. Everything was less. And I realized, and it was really a sad moment because I was like, you know what? The store where I normally come into, where I have four or five great interactions and it's always a wonderful experience, it's not the same now. It's still Trader Joe's. It's still got, you know, samples. It's still got all these things that it has. But once you change the leader, just like with Apple, once you change the leader, the business changes. You know, once you change the leadership, everything flows from the leadership. And so the people who I noticed a lot of new faces, and I saw some faces missing that I was used to seeing there. And you know what happens when they hire a new manager? Some of the people don't jive with them the same way because they're an extension. The hiring decisions, all that comes from the person. And if they're a different type of person, different personality, whoever was there before nailed it. That was one of the best crews in a grocery store and the best grocery store experience I've ever experienced. And the fact is, it was gone now. And it was kind of a sad moment where I realized, wow, it's not even the company, right? It's the leadership and it's the people and everything matters. You cannot afford to lose that cashier that makes me love your brand, that makes me feel like you are 10 times better. Because every time I go to one of those other stores, and then I come to yours, that contrast re-solidifies my brand affinity for you. And when you change that out, that slowly erodes away. And then you're like the rest of everybody who thinks they're just a commodity. You're just a shelf. There's your mayonnaise on that shelf. Go pick it up. Look, if you want to be successful and you want to be around, you have to be able to master that customer experience. And you do that with people. You do that with, it starts with people. It starts with people who care, who breathe the brand, who are attentive and aware of their customers, right? Who are engaging, who make it an experience. You're not just there clocking in. And then that comes from management and the people who hire those people, because if they're looking for quality and if they are quality themselves, they're going to attract quality, the type of people. They're going to create that experience for you. So I hope that this shines some light. This was just a couple of simple, you know, stops that I made. But this is about billions of dollars of business, right? You scale this out. If you're having thousands and across all your store chains, you're having tens of thousands of mediocre or bad customer experiences, or you achieved it and then you lost it, right? You got to be on your game. There is no, what we did yesterday will still be there tomorrow, or hey, people are expendable, I could just get rid of that person, hire a new cashier, and we're still doing business. You know, at first you're going to see the revenue is going to be okay, but then it's going to erode. And sometimes the worst part is your brand affinity. That could be long gone. You could be hollow with revenue, right? Because you're still, people are still going there. Maybe they haven't found an alternative yet. Maybe someone's not doing it right next to you or down the street. But eventually, that's going to catch up to you. But the problem is that data doesn't show up right away. So you might think, hey, we put a new manager in there. Everything's great. Everything's going good. You know, and it's like, no, it's just like Apple. They're living on fumes. They're living on the fumes of Steve Jobs. Because when you do a great job so well, that's the memory people have. And they'll keep going back even though the experience isn't quite the same. They'll kind of notice it's not quite the same. But they're going to keep giving you some shot because you had a good experience before. But eventually, that wears off. It's the same place Apple is right now since Steve Jobs died. You know, the same, you know, they're running on an amazing brand that he built, that he breathed and lived. And it's not the same. It hasn't been the same for a while, but it hasn't caught up to them. But you're starting to see it. I called it years ago when I said, watch, you're going to see this change. And all of a sudden, oh, the stocks never went down, and then they go down, right? I mean, this is how business works. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope this made you refocus and rethink about your own business and about organizations and understanding how important people are and mastering that customer experience every single time. Every single person, you know, if you want to own the love of your customers, you not only have to earn it, but you have to earn it again every single time they come into your business. Subscribe, hit that like button, leave your comments below. Love to hear what you think. Plan on putting out some more of these, just testing out this podcast here through Anchor and seeing how this whole system works. But if you enjoy it, let me know and we'll keep making more.